Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Hello from CNN, I'm Afoma DK with the five things you need to know for Thursday, December 7th. Images show Israeli soldiers detaining men in Gaza by having them strip to their underwear, kneel on the street, wear blindfolds, and pack into the cargo bed of a military vehicle. The images are circulating on social media, but details surrounding the incident are unclear. Some of the men's identities were confirmed by colleagues or family members, who said at least some of them are civilians and not affiliated with militant groups. Israel's military did not respond to CNN's request for comment. But the Israeli media, without indicating a source, has portrayed the images as the surrender of Hamas members. This comes as video geolocated by CNN shows heavy gunfire at the Jabalia refugee camp in northern Gaza today. President Joe Biden reiterated the need to protect civilians in a call with Israel's prime minister today. Meanwhile, Israel's military said it's striking targets in Syria and Lebanon after both countries reportedly launched missiles. Federal prosecutors have filed 9 new charges against Hunter Biden related to his taxes, including failure to file and pay them. The Justice Department says he could face a maximum of 17 years behind bars. Federal prosecutors have been scrutinizing Hunter Biden's finances since 2018. A plea deal was almost reached in July, but it collapsed after scrutiny from a federal judge and disagreements over the fine print. Then special counsel David Weiss indicted Hunter on 3 gun charges in September. He pleaded not guilty. These new charges are separate and stem from Hunter Biden's lucrative overseas business dealings. Hunter Biden's attorney said in a statement Thursday night, quote, "If Hunter Biden's last name was anything other than Biden, the charges in Delaware and now California would not have been brought." New details are emerging about a deadly shooting at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas campus. Law enforcement says the 3 people killed were faculty members. Sheriff Kevin McMahill says the gunman and career college professor, Anthony Polito, legally bought the weapon he used in the shooting, courtesy of KVVU.
Polito was armed with a Taurus 9mm handgun. He had brought 11 magazines to the scene with him. We also know the suspect was struggling financially, as evidenced by when we served a search warrant on his apartment, there was a notice of eviction taped to the front door. We believe the suspect acted alone, and we have 0 indication of any other suspects at this time.
Authorities say Polito had a list of people he was seeking at the school, as well as faculty at Eastern Carolina University. They say he mailed 22 letters to various university personnel with no return address. They say one of the letters had an unknown white powdery substance and urged any recipient to proceed with caution. Police say they're still trying to uncover his motive. A law enforcement source says investigators believe that he may have been passed over for a job at the school. The House has voted to censure New York Democratic Congressman Jamal Bowman. He triggered a fire alarm in a House office building in September when there wasn't an emergency. Bowman had said the incident was an accident, and in October pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor charge for it. In a statement, Bowman thanked fellow Democrats for speaking up in his defense and criticized House Republicans for, quote, "their efforts to target me." Coming up, a weekend of wild weather. Hey, welcome back. A severe storm is taking aim at the eastern half of the U.S. this weekend. Parts of the South, such as Texas, Louisiana, Arkansas, and Mississippi, could see severe thunderstorms on Saturday, which could cause flooding. In the Midwest, Wisconsin and Michigan's Upper Peninsula could see snow, but much of the Midwest can expect to get rain. Then on Sunday, storms packing strong winds and heavy rain could slam parts of the eastern U.S., leading to some downed trees and power outages. A wintry mix of rain, snow, and freezing rain is also possible for parts of New England, with a more frigid forecast on Monday. That does it for us. We'll be back at 6 a.m. Eastern.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.